Sorry. Dabshinai Ches. So, you know that the story of Eliezer, Eved Avram, his travels to Avram's homeland, or to find a wife for Yitzchak. And we know that the Torah speaks and even repeats things more than once. And it's upon that that Chazal say, Yafa Sichason, She'av De'ovos Yosem Mitorosim Shalbanim. That Yafa, appropriate, pleasing, are the conversations of the servants of the Avos more than the Torah of the Banim. And that statement itself is a little bit bizarre. Like, what does it mean? What does it mean? Is what Eliezer does more precious than what we do? I mean, Chazal say, I mean, the explanation they say is that, after all, look at how many times Eliezer's story is recounted in the Chumash, and there are gufei Torah, there are things in the Torah that are just mentioned in a remez, and very little is said. So how is it and why is it? It's Yafasi Chasan. So let's take a look.
Why is the servants more important?
Why are the servants' words more important? Yeah, more important, more appropriate. What would you say Yafes, David?
Yeah, I guess precious is not obvious.
Precious. Then the Sichasan, then the Torah of the Banim. So let's see where it comes from. Let's examine. It says in Perek Chav Dalet Pasuk Mem Beis. That's the top citation on page 1. Va'ovo Ayom El Ayin. This is Eliezer recounting to Lavan and Besuel. I came today to the spring, which Chazal learned from there. Rashi mentions it that he had Kvitzas Haderech. Right, he made it in one day. Va'omar Hashem Elokei Adoni Avraham Im Yeshchon Atzliach Darki Asher Anochi Holech Aleha. And I said, Hashem, I'm spal. Hashem should be matzliach my derech. Hashem should cause me to be successful in the path that I'm engaged in the service of my master. Right, this is my master Avram, and therefore I address you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, who is the God of my master Avram. You know, help me be successful. So upon this, Rashi says, and they're in the bold. Amri al Rabbi Acha, Yofasi Chosan Shel Avdei Avos. Right, more precious is the sicha of the Avdi Avos, the Amokum before the Rabbon Shalom, Mitorosam Shalbanim, then the Torah of the Banim. Share Parsha Shal Eliezer, Kvula B'Torah. Right, the Parsha of Eliezer, he experiences it, he speaks, and then he goes and tells the story all over again. And the Torah says, it doesn't say right ditto, the Torah writes the whole story all over again. It's Kvula. Batorah, the harbe gufei Torah, lo nitnu el beremiza. And yet there are many gufei Torah, many things that are fundamentals in the Torah, which are only given b'derech hamiza, a hint, po v'sham. Keep on going. In Perek Chav Dalet Pasuk Hey, we're going backwards now. This is closer to the beginning of the parsha. Now, the pasuk membeis. Perek Chav Dalet Mabez, the one we just cited now, was when Eliezer spoke to Lavan and recounts the things that he said when he arrived at the spring, and which were the prelude to his meeting Rivka. Okay, now let's go back further in the parsha. This is where Avram first asked Eliezer, right, to be nishva. He should take an oath that he won't return Yitzchak to Chutz Laretz, etc., and he should go back to his home place in order to find a wife for Yitzchak. So it says in there, Yomra Elav Ha'eved, and so Eliezer said in reply to Avram, after he told him he should go back to his family's hometown to go look there for a wife for Yitzchak. So Eliezer says, Yomra Elav Ha'eved, Ulai Lo Soveha Isha Lo Lecha Tzacharai, El Ha'aretz Hazos, Ha'eshev Hashiv Es Bincha, El Ha'aretz Asher Yatzatza Misham. So Eliezer says, perhaps the person, the woman, will not want, she won't be interested in coming record after me to follow me back to this land. Should I take your son back to Chutz Laretz, right? from the land that you came from. And Avram says to him, no, under no certain circumstances, right? You may not take him back. Fine. Okay? Now, let's go forward again. Okay? And the first Rashi we saw was on Perikov Dalet Pasuk Mem Beis, where Eliezer recounts to Lavan exactly the same things that he said to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's just like ditto. It's a repeat. And on that Rashi says, Yofasi Chosen Shel Avdei Avos, right? Then we flashed back to the beginning of the Perek, Chav Dalet Hei, and there Eliezer says, Ulai Lo Soveha Yishel Alecha Sacharai, perhaps the woman will not want to come after me. What should I do? Should I take your son back there? And Avram says, under no circumstances may you take my son back. Fine, Yofi. Then, now going back forward again, Perkav Dalet Pasla Golomet Aleph, when this is we're going when Eliezer first meets Lavan.
Take his son back to
Aram Naharaim. Don't take him back under any circumstances.
Out of the country.
Right. Don't take him out of the country. Right. Then now let's go to Chavdal Lamed Aleph. That's where right when Avram when Eliezer shows up at the house of Lavan. Lavan sees him and he says, "Vayomer Bo Baruch Hashem, come, blessed one of Hashem. Lama Sam Ol Bachutz." Why stand on the outside? Anochi pinisi abayis. I've cleared out the house from Chazal from Avodah Zara. Umakom lagmalim. There's even a place for the camels to stay. Fine. So he says, Bo Baruch Hashem. So Chazal say upon this, it's at this juncture that Eliezer went from Aror to Baruch. He exited the world of being accursed and entered into the world of being blessed. Says the Sifsei coin on this, Vayomer Bo Baruch Hashem, Lama Sam Vachutz, Remez lo me'acha she'osa shichuso ramaz lo. In other words, Lavan ki'ilu is being ramaz to him here. That as a function of his doing the shlichus be'emuna for Avram, af al pi shehu mizera oror, even though he is from a cursed stock, right? There's the right. He's from Canaan. I think the Meivim and Medrash says he was Canaan.
Really?
Yeah. I think the Mizrahi might mention him just like that, I think, that he was Canaan. He says, now he goes from Aror to Baruch, right? Canaan, we know, was cursed. Noach cursed him. Right? Noach cursed him. And now he goes from Aror to Baruch. Zehu lamo tamo b'chutz, chutz me'abrocha hol v'atash lucho shel Baruch. Ubazar, and says the Sisi Kohen, he quotes the Zohar, Tachazi, come and see. Eliezer Ever Avram, Mibnei Knan Haya. Zohar says, yeah, he was a descendant of Knan. He wasn't Knan. Kamodat Omar, Knan Biyado, Mozne Mirma. Right? Knan is what he calls a faker. Ksivale, Oror Knan, who he's then upon him in the Chumash. First of all, the pasuk in Hosea says he's false, he's a phony. And in what he called in the Chumash, he says, Oror Knan. Will begin, and as a result of the Hava Shlicha Mehemna, because he is a trustworthy Shliach, Maksiv, what does it say by him? Bo Baruch Hashem. Lavan says, Bo Baruch Hashem. Bo Baruch Hashem. Va'aldoa Echtiv Hachi Be'oraisa, begin the Nofek Me'ahi Klola, V'izborach, Lodai the Nofek Me'nei, El V'izborach Mishmaya. Not only did he leave the world of Klala, but he was blessed from heaven, right? The Kutchabrichu, Akash Baruch himself blessed him. V'ulifna the Asa Malach v'oyil mila da b'pume de Lavan, right? What happened? The words, Vayomer, it doesn't say Vayomer Lavan, Bo Baruch Hashem. It says Vayomer Bo Baruch Hashem. Says this, what he called, says the Sisekon, the Zohar is telling, that teaches us that when Lavan wanted to open, what he called, he wanted to speak, the voice came out, but it wasn't his. It was like you have put it in Kodesh Baruch Hu who did it. The words of a malach came out of Lavan's mouth. So then, really, Kodesh Baruch Hu himself blessed Avram over here, blessed Eliezer. Bo Baruch Hashem. Okay, fine. So what happens? So he comes into the house. Vayusam Chazal Lamed Gimel. Vayusam Lefon of Lecho. Vayomer Lo Ochal Ad In Dibati Dvorai Vayomer Daber. He says, "I will not eat." They place for them food, Eliezer's got the food there, the whole shmorg is there, with the Viennese table. Right? The fun of Lechov, Vayomer lo ochal, I will not eat, adim dibarti dvarai, Vayomer daber. I will not eat until I speak. And the first thing he says, Vayomer eved Avraham anochi. I am the eved of Avraham. That's the first thing he says. Even though the Pashas, they already knew who he was the eved of Avraham, but okay, fine. He says, I am the eved of Avraham. So the Hamik Dover, yeah, the Tziv, eved Avraham anochi, hikdim levayar madua eno ochel achi adaber. He explained it, but saying first, why it is that I'm not going to eat before I speak? Because I'm an eved. Of the Eved of Avram. And seeing that since I'm his Eved, the King Cain Derech Olam Shah, above the Ezek, Ezek, Yochad, Shigmar, Yisko, Mishum Hachi, Hiktim, Sheino, Bekichol Adam. I'm not a regular person. Oh, Chlis Katzwa. I'm not here as an independent contractor. Yukena, Ezek, Tafel, Lugufo, Venavsho, Mashinkin, Anochi, Eved. Person comes on his own business. So his whatever he does is subordinate to his eating food. Now he's got to keep himself alive. But I'm an independent contractor. I'm an eved of Rome. The Esek Adoni Yakar Mimeni, and the intent, the needs of my master, right? The needs of my master, i.e., that I should make this presentation, are more important than me. And therefore I must speak before I can eat. Okay. He's made a point. He's the Eved Avraham. Then in Pasuk Lamed Tes, what does he say? He says, Va'omer el Adoni. He goes back and recounts the whole 9 yards, right? Exactly what took place. He comes to Lavan, and he says, I said to my master, after he told me, I want you to go back to my hometown and bring a wife back from there for Yitzchak. And I said to him, perhaps she won't want to follow me. What should I do then? And my master, Avram, said, under no circumstances may you take my son back there. Now look, what does it say? It says,
is that the answer?
What? Under no circumstances may you bring my son back there. And he's just repeating over what Avram said to him. That's what
he says, what happens if she won't come? And he says, don't bring him there.
Right, seriously, he tells me you can go to the right or the left. You can go to Yishmael, what do you call it, Benos Yishmael, whatever.
That's not a direct answer.
What do you mean it's not a direct answer?
It's not.
What happens
if she doesn't come back?
So he told him.
The answer is don't bring him
there. Don't bring him there.
So what is it? What's the answer to that?
He told him he could go to the right or the left. Yeah, what he called you go to the right or left, many Shmuel, whatever. But that's not the point here. The point is what he's saying. He says, now, if you look, right, you see that pasuk there, pasuk lamites, and you compare it, right? You compare it to where?
Pasuk
He. Above, right? The second citation above. So it says, Vayomer elav ha'eved, ulai lo soveh yisha lelecha sacharai. And here it says, Vomar al-duni, ulai lo silecha yisha acharai. Now there's a difference in the spelling of ulai. Right? Above, when it's relating what Eliezer said to Avram, ulai is spelled aleph vav lamed yud. Aleph Vav Lamed Yud. Aleph Vav Lamed. Aleph Vav Lamed Yud. Excellent. So that's where when the Torah is quoting what Eliezer said to Avram, right? But now when Eliezer is quoting himself, relating to Lavan, what he said to, what he called to Avram, right? He says to him, Ulai is written Aleph Lamed Yud. There's no Vav there. Right? Nachon? There's no Vav. Says Rashi, Ulai lo seleh ha'isha, Ulai ksiv. In other words, there's the Cree, the way you read it is Ulai, perhaps. Right? But the ksiv, the letters that are there, are the letters of Eli, to me. Ulai means perhaps. Eli means to me. So the way it's written, is the way it's written, and when Eliezer relates the story to Lavan, it's written in a fashion where you could have read it, right? You could have read it, Eli. Eli.
To me.
Says Rashi, Eli Ksiv, Bas Haisa le Eliezer. Eliezer had a daughter. Vahimechazer limso Ela, Shiyoma lo Avram, Lifnose Lov, Lasiobito. Right? He was looking for an excuse, right? That Avram should say that you should marry, your daughter should marry my son.
Malka, give him the Elida. It's okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. See, here, this Rashi says over here, why is it written without a vav? Because there's a hidden agenda here. It says Eli. Eli is to me. In other words, because Eliezer was hoping that he would find an opportunity, yeah, that Avram would suggest, you know what, you're a tzaddik, Eliezer, and your daughter is a tzaddik, yes, and really go out and let Yitzchak marry your daughter. So he continues, Eliksiv, Vas Haisalo Eliezer, Vayamechazer Limtso Elah is looking for an excuse, Shiomelo Avram, that Avram should say to him, Lifnos Elav Lasio, to turn to him and to offer his to marry his daughter, Omelo Avram. Instead, what did Avram say? And Avram understood this. And Avram said to him, Bini Baruch, my son is blessed, Ve'ata Orer, and you're accursed, Ve'in Orer Mizdabik B'Baruch. Whoa. What a pachin punim. Right? That's what we would say. Man alive. I would see, if this would hit the news, that's it. We're finished. It's curtains for our heroes. Hits the news, we're through. Now, but there's something even more bizarre over here. Right? If the Torah wants to communicate this, that Eliezer had a daughter, and he was looking to find a way to get Avram to suggest that Eliezer's daughter marry Yitzchak, so I could hear that when the initial conversation takes place between them, that's where it should be written chaser. Because that's in the conversation. And the Torah was relating what Eliezer said to Avram. Eliezer says to Avram, Ulai / Eli. Avram says to him, sorry, no go. My son is blessed. Your daughter is cursed. Ein Orem is David B'Baruch. But it doesn't say it there. When did it come decide to say it in the Chumash, this remez, that Eliezer was looking for an excuse to offer his daughter to Avram, that she should marry Yitzchak? It only appears when he's relating the story over to whom, to what he calls a Lavan. Isn't that weird? The whole thing's written twice. You don't have to write it, but the Torah wants to teach what it wants to write it. It's obviously something important. Even though at first glance when we look at it, we say, boy, this is really, that's really sticking it to him. Right? We're Avram's good mitos and stuff like that. But okay, fine. Yeah, I guess that's the way it is. But at least mention it in the place where it's relevant. But now, right? Now he's mentioning it at a point where it's not even relevant anymore. He found Rivka. He's already decided that she's the one. That's clearly Hashem answered his prayers, that he should be successful in fulfilling the shlichus that his master Avram sent him upon. And now all of a sudden he pipes up, and Rico is merames that, you know what? I had a daughter, and I wanted my daughter to marry Avram. But Avram, guess what? The remez is here that Avram said to me, I'm blessed, and you're cursed. So na 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 kuch kuch. Right? Very strange. Fine. Continue. Says the Pasuk in Mishlei, Eved Maskil Yimshol b'ben mevish u'besoch achim yachlok nachala. A pasuk in Mishlei says the Medrash Rabbah here in our parsha. See, eved maskil yimshol b'ben mevish. The eved maskil, the eved who comprehends. But it's an interesting thing. Haskil, seichel, is to comprehend. Mm-hmm. But it also means to be successful. But David, by David it says, we called Rachel, he was maskil, yaskil. He was successful. That's what we're asking, for instance, in Ata chonen l'adam das, u'melamed le'enosh bino. Chonenu mitecha dea bino v'haskel. Haskel, give us haskel. Haskel means, after all is said and done, in terms of the smarts, in terms of understanding, in terms of learning from our mistakes, etc., give us the ability to be successful with our knowledge. Because some people have knowledge, and they're not successful with it. They're totally unsuccessful. But here we're asking to be successful with our knowledge. So the pasuk says, Eved Maskil, an Eved who comprehends and is successful with his knowledge, Yimshol b'ben Mevish, he has a certain degree of dominion over the son who is Mevish. Mevish means he brings shame upon others. Again, there's ways to understand this, but let's see how the Medrash understands this here. Ubetok achim yachlok, and he will, as it were, have a chelik, a portion in the nachla amongst the brothers. You know, there's an eved, there's a ben, and because the eved is maskil, he's successful in his comprehension, so therefore he will have dominion, he will be sholeit, he'll be moshel, I should say, over the ben mevish, the ben who has the capacity to bring busha to others, and he will, as it were, share in the nachla with all the brothers. That's the broad-stroked perish of the pasuk. Says the Medrash, "Ksiv Eved Maskil Yimshol B'Ben Mevish U'Betoch Achim Yachlok Nachla Ubrikot Yachlok Nachla Eved Yeah Maskil Ze Eliezer." Says the Medrash, "Who is this Eved Maskil? Eliezer, who Mahatskaloso, and what is his comprehension that he's so successful with? Amar Kfar Kilaso Shel Osa Ish B'Yado." His first thing was, is that he said, the klala is upon me. Noach was makal me. The klala is upon me. Some guy from Nubia could come and turn me into his slave. Or some Berber, yeah, from North Africa could make me into his servant. Mutav li lishtabed b'vayis hazeh. Better I should be a servant to Avram. That's his first thing he did. V'lo b'vayis acher. Yimshol b'ben mevish. He has memshal. He has dominion over the ben mevish. What's the ben mevish? Zeh Yitzchak. Yitzchak shebiyesh es kol ovdei kochavim. He shamed all the ovdei kochavim. Right? He brought busha to their faces of all the ovdei kochavim. B'shash ha'nekar al gam mizbeach. When he was bound up upon the mizbeach, he showed that he would give his life for the Rabbonu Shalom. And no one else, right? That's the fundamental difference between the Ovid of Rezara and the Ovid Hashem. As we've said before, right? We've said before, the Medrash, the contrast, the dream of Yaakov, the dream of Paro, dream of Yaakov. Yaakov sees Hashem is Nitzav Alav, Hashem is above him. Paro's dream, Paro's Omer of the Or, he stands above his deity, says the Medrash, look at the difference between the Tzadikim and the Rishoyim. The Tzadikim, right? Elokeim Omer Aleim, their God stands above them. The Rishoyim, Heim Omdim Al Elohim. They stand above their gods. Why? Because at the end of the day, all they want to do is manipulate their God into giving them what they want. And even those who are willing to die, like for instance, yeah, these Shahibs, yeah, right? The guys who got the heebie-jeebies. What do you call it? They're willing to, God forbid, kill themselves in order, to kill, what do you call it? Kill, God forbid, what do you call it? Kill the Yidin, etc. It's not the same thing as Yitzchak. Why? Because in their record, in their fakrumta, fadreta, yeah, for whatever, yeah, what do you call it? Way of thinking, if I blow myself up now, I'll go straight to the land of, what do you call it, of the harem. Right? So really, in the end of the day, even when they're willing to kill themselves, it's only because this gives them, in their twisted way of looking at things, a greater grasp of Olam Hazeh, which is what they want. Whereas Yitzchak, It's not for any Olam Hazeh. It's for the Emes, etc. Fine. So he says, so that's why Hayitzak is maybe, she's called Ovdik Chomishash and Nekal Gamiz Bech, but Toch Achim Yachlok Nachla, but Toch Yisrael. Who is he? He'll have a portion of the Nachla with the Bnei Yisrael, Ma Eilu Maskir and Schus Avos, just as they, the Jewish people, mention Schus Avos, the merit of the coming from their forefathers. Avze Maskir Schus Avos, Vayomra Hashem Elokei Adoni Avraham, Vasa Chesed, Im Adoni Avraham. He mentions, he mentions his master Avraham. And as we say, right, Elokeinu, 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 Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak Yaakov, we call him our father. But Eliezer also relates to Avraham. I'm also connected to Avraham. I'm connected to Avraham. He's my master. I'm his Eved. Not where his Ben. We say where his Ben. He says he's his Eved. Fine. Says this Ras Emes. The Medrash, Eved Yask Maskil, Aidei Shasharas also Tzadik Be'emuna, according to Medrash, he left the world of being cursed and entered the world of being blessed. Inyan Haskalas Eliezer, the idea of the comprehension, the successful comprehension, successful understanding of Eliezer, who Alpiha Mishnah, based upon the Mishnah in Ovos, Paragimel Pasuk, Mishnah Hay, HaMekabel Alav Ol Torah, Ma'avir mimenu ol malchus va'ol derech eretz. A person who accepts upon himself the yoke of Torah, they remove from him the yoke of malchus and the yoke of derech eretz. Right? Malchus is like, you know, they're always crowding me, the malchus, etc. Derech eretz is panasa. Panasa. Right? V'lo amru. Look what this Fasema says. V'lo amru. Ma'avir mimenu malchus and derech eretz. Didn't say that if you makabel upon yourself the yoke of Torah, you're not going to have to worry about the malchus. You're not going to have a malchus above you.
What's it? Malchus is what?
Malchus is the government, right? The request. And derech eretz is panasa lechora. In yani olamazi, you got to take care of it. Uh-huh. Yeah. He didn't say that if you makabel upon yourself all Torah, that you have no malchus, or no requirements, or no derech eretz requirements. Shai amru chazal yafet talmud Torah im derech eretz. The hefet chazal say that it's good to do Torah with derech eretz. Make your panas and learn. Rak ol derech eretz amru. It didn't say it'll remove from you derech eretz, it says it'll remove from you the yoke of derech eretz. What does that mean? Shetzarek ha'odam shelo yis arvev Alidei ha'esek v'yiskasha b'chol asokim asher lo la'ashem heima. The question is, where's your mindset? A person mekabel upon himself the old Torah, so his derech eretz doesn't take up his mind space. He's not preoccupied by it. It's not causing, you know, static inside his way of looking at things. It's the old of derech eretz, the old of malchus. Says the Sfas Emes. You don't get so farkocht, so involved, so preoccupied, so, you know, you can't think about anything else other than derech eretz. The derech eretz requirements are still there. You're going to make your panasa, but it's not going to disturb you. A person in Makabal, old Torah, is not disturbed by the old by derech eretz. It's not an old. It's life. Like the difference between, you know, Rachmiel once told me he knew when he was much younger a goyish carpenter, and he apprenticed underneath him, and when he first started working for him, he said he's sweating and panting and moaning and groaning and saying, oh man, it's so tough, man, it's so tough. And the goyish carpenter says, what are you bellyaching about? It's only work. It's only work. Right, you say that nowadays. Only work. What greater anathema could there be? Work. Right? See, their heads will be there. The malchus is going to be there above you. But you're not disturbed by it. There's no dissonance inside because of it. call all Malchus, right? The Eitz Amam the Kofis Ba'achro, right, says that one who is subservient, let's say Malchus, to someone else, Yesher lo kabel o Malchus Shemayim. He can't probably be mekabel o Malchus Shemayim because he's subservient to somebody else, right? Like we say, Avrikoti Bnei Yisrael Avadayim. Avadim, Avadim, Avadim. They have to be serving me, not someone else. But it says what he called the Svasemis. Just because you're underneath the Malchus doesn't mean your headspace has to be preoccupied with that. Avamisha Zoche, Hagamshu Be'ezu Abdus B'derech Eretz. But a person who merits, even if he's involved in Torah, I mean involved in Derech Eretz, right? He's got to make a parnasa. Or he's involved in some, what do you call it, some subservience to the Melech. Mikol makom eino kafus meshubed lezeh. He is, it's just work. But it's not as though, you know, I can't think, I can't concentrate, I'm worried. There's no, I'm worried. There's only what me worry. Right? Hu nikra eved maskil. That person is called an Eved Maskil. That person is called an Eved, right, who understands the situation properly. Shagam Shaya Eved Afal Pikein Hiskil HaAvdus B'Chochma. You can relate to your Avdus in a way that brings you so much static you can't think about anything else. You're so preoccupied by all of the vicissitudes and the requirements of Pashut living, right, that you can't focus. You can't focus. Or you could be an Eved Maskil. You mean Eved Maskil, and if you're an Eved Maskil, then there's no problem. No static. The Yod of Ehemin, Kakosh Bochum Nosam Loza Avdus. That's Eliezer. He knew that this Avdus that he had was what he needed. Right? Kakosh Bochum gave it to him as a gift. Not. This is so crucial. So often in life, the difficulties of life, we see them as blocking us from our Avodas Hashem, because I can't think, I can't focus, I can't, it's too much, it's a blah, 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 blah. I'm not saying any of this is easy, I'm not saying that I'm successful at any of it, but the idea is true, and Avodas Hashem, everybody here will implement it according to their own code.
What did Eliezer understand?
He understood that his Avdus was a matana from Hashem.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's just like anything, any difficulty in life. You can either look at it as, this is keeping me from my avodas Hashem. Or you could say, Hashem gave this to me, I guess this is my avodas Hashem right now. V'zeh sh'omer l'kei Adoni Avram, sh'kibu o malchusu yisbrach v'emtsayus avdus, sh'haya ever Avram. He refers to Kodesh Baruch Hu as l'kei Adoni Avram. But he didn't believe in Hashem on his own? Of course he did. But he says, Elokei Adoni Avraham, because he was zochet to the kesher with Hashem through his being an Eved Avraham. Instead of rebelling, instead of being angry, instead of being ticked off, instead of being bugged out of his gazoo because he was an Eved, instead he understood that through his Avdus, that's how he became close to Hashem. We say Hashem is Malchuscha, Malchus Kol Olamim. Your Malchus is a Malchus forever, under all circumstances. So even though we're in Golus and we're underneath some other Malchus, but if you relate to it properly, you know you're still under Hashem's Malchus. If you get all bent out of shape, I can't focus on Hashem's Malchus. I'm too worried about this, that, and the next thing. But if you don't get bent out of shape, then you see Hashem's Malchus is above you. Yeshlono haskil havim ki hakol miitoy yisbarach uvavada mish zoche chal of Malchus yisbarach blishum hester v'golus uva behester ukishem erkablim ol Torah fil kishyesh aleinu Malchus of derech eretz. And when a person is mekabel upon himself ol Torah, even if he has another ol of Malchus and derech eretz, leos mechines eved maskil yaskos achokmashu ol Torah misirna hester mavirna ol Malchus and derech eretz. The yoke of Malchus and the yoke of derech eretz is removed from him. Is there still Malchus there? Yes. Is there still Derek Harris requirements? He's got to go make a panasa, yes. But the old is gone. Because the old Torah is upon him. Vini Eliezer Haya Kanan. He brings the break. He says he was Kanan. Right? Again, I think the Mizrahi brings a message like that. Haya Kanan. The name of Oro Kanan. Ever Avodim Yeh. V'vadai Nasa Noach Lo Bezeh.
Wasn't he a gift from Paro or something? Who was he? Nimrod. Eliezer was the gift from Nimrod, right?
Right. Can't remember who. You're right. You hear this?
No.
Noah cursed Eliezer. Cursed Canaan. Yeah, Eliezer, yeah.
What did he say? You're going to be a slave to your brother?
Right. Ubevadai Noach Nasan lo beze eitza eich shiyetze michal ora ideze havdus. It wasn't like, okay, man, tough noogies, right? That's it. You're cursed. You're damned forever. No, you're going to be an Eved, and through your avdus, you'll get rid of your cursedness. Ki ra behavin shein yochol liyos b'fnei atzmo ki or davuk bo. He saw that he couldn't, as it were, stand on his own, because what he called the accursedness, yeah, was attached to him. The only way to shed it was through attaching yourself to someone who's baruch. Being a servant, but as well, eitzel yos eved, like deishu eved, lemishu bebracha yuchal attacking nafsho. Eliezer, he's killed zos. He's killed zos. Okay. So now step further. Right, that's what he called. That's Eliezer. That's Eliezer. So let's just think for a second. We asked a question that if the Torah is going to tell us that Eliezer had a hidden agenda over here, that he really wanted his daughter, right? He wanted his daughter to marry Avram's son, to marry Yitzchak. And Avram told him, nothing doing, you're accursed, and I'm blessed, and the accursed does not join together, is not Dovik, and someone is blessed. So now we've heard the Sfasemis in his parish of the Medrash, which brings the Pasuk, Eved Maskil, right? Yimshol Beven Mavish. So now we understand it a little bit. What happened here? Eliezer asked, I want what he called. Maybe Avram will marry me, what he called, marry my daughter. Maybe Avram will give Yitzchak to marry my daughter. He says no. Mm-hmm. But the Torah doesn't relate that Eliezer, this is not the sort of thing that Eliezer wants to broadcast, right? It was a good try. Doesn't hurt for asking. You lose buckwheat. That's the way it is. But after Eliezer is so dedicated to making sure that he fulfills the shlichus of Avram, mm-hmm. and when Lavan first sees him as a function of Eliezer's complete commitment to making sure that Avram is successful, so what happens? Lavan says to him, Bo Baruch Hashem. And Chazal say upon that, he left the world of being cursed. He was the ultimate Eved. He used his Avdus, as it were, to reclaim his position, which he no longer should be cursed.
Lavan said, Baruch Hashem, that you're such a...
You are blessed to Hashem. That was Mir Shemaim that he said that, because he left the world of being cursed and became one who now is blessed. Blessed. How did he do that? Because he was a faithful servant to Avram. So then when Eliezer, right? Eliezer no doubt comprehended this sort of experience of going from curse to, right? Maybe he got goosebumps, I don't know. But he knew what he called. He knew that he had just exited the world of being cursed and entered into the world of being blessed. So his first words to Lavan are, Eved Avram Anochi. You know? That is my ticket to heaven. I'm the Eved of Avram. And not only that, let me explain to you how important, how I realized how my being an Eved to Avram was my ticket to what he called to leaving the world of being cursed and becoming blessed. Because I said to Avram, and here the Torah when it says, Ulai lo sove isha, maybe she won't want to come with me. Here it's written without a vav. When he relates it to Lavan, not when he first said it to Avram. Here it's written without the vav. And Chazal say upon that, that Eliezer is saying to Avram, how about my daughter? And Avram says to him in response, no, you're cursed. Right? and my son is blessed, and one who is cursed can't be stuck with some, can't join with someone who's blessed. In other words, the idea is, this is not your route. You have no route this way. The only route that you have to exit the world of curse is to remain in your state of avdus vis-a-vis me, and not to put yourself on the same plane. See, he says it with almost pride, Eliezer. He says, I am an Eved Avram, and let me just tell you, Derek Remez, that I even suggested that my daughter marry Avram, and Avram rebuffed me by saying, my son is Baruch and you are Aura. He's not coming to say, some bittersweet memory of what he's saying. He's saying, and that I understand now even more than before, right, was my ticket to leaving the world of being cursed. Understanding that I'm not on the same plane as Avram. I'm his Eved. So, let's go further with this. This is the story of Eliezer, but it's not just the story of Eliezer. It says this next Vasemis, right? In Tav Reish Nun Daled. But Medrash, Eved Matzkil, Yimshol B'ben Mevish. Dinei Adam Tzorech Lav Rabor Yisbarach V'vechinas Eved U'ben. We're not just talking about Eliezer here. Every person has to serve Hashem both as an Eved and as a Ben. Kedisa b'zor ha-kodosh, right? Bahar. Aval b'chinas eved kodem. You serve Hashem as an eved first. As an eved first. Ha-kol toli b'zeh. And it's all dependent upon this. It's all dependent upon it. And a person's avoda as a ben has to be preceded by his avoda as an eved. We tend to think, let's skip the Eved. Just Ben. Because after all, if I'm a Ben, I get a candy. Right? I get a candy. But what do you call from an Eved? Oh, that's passé. What about the Emancipation Proclamation? Avdus? That's a loser. I don't want to do that. That's not for me. Right? I believe in equal rights.
How do you define Ben? What's Ben?
Son. The Zocha Achakachli Bechinas Ben. If a person first is over to Hashem as an Eved, then he's Zocha to Ben. Ru'inyan Derech Eretz Kodma La Torah. And that's the idea of Derech Eretz, of doing what's incumbent upon you. Derech Eretz is what's incumbent upon you. You have to do it. It's your Seichel. What's the right thing to do? Right? It's Kodma La Torah, Shaharei. Bechinas Banim Hischem Izmana Ovos, Ubeis Alafim Torah. The concept of being a Ben to Hashem only started with the Avos. Until then, right, that's the concept of Torah. But Torah is a gift. Torah is a gift from Hashemayim. The idea of being a Ben, you can't say, oh, I'm going to be a Ben. You could make yourself into an Eved to somebody, you can't make yourself into a Ben. That has to be decided by the Father, right? So the being a Ben is a gift. Shehu Mashi Bekoach Seichel Odin Lahaskiu Kiabori Yisbaruch Hu Odin Omani Ga'olam Umlo. We serve the Ribbono Shel Olam as our master. The Zeo Shomer Ke'enei Avadim. The Pasuk says in Tehillim Ke'enei Avadim, like the eyes of the Eved El Yad Adonaim, to the hand of their masters. Ke'enei Shivcha El Yad Givir Ta, like the maidservant to the hand of her mistress. Ke'enei Neinu El Hashem Elokeinu Ad Shiyachaneinu. So too our eyes are towards Kodesh Baruch Hu till He shows us grace. Right? So that implies, when you read that, that right now, temporarily, we turn towards you like an Eved, or like a maidservant, towards the master or mistress. Until you finally, as it were, show your grace towards us, and then we're out of here. L'chora, ein muvan lashon ad shiyachaneinu. But we're only going to serve Hashem as an Eved, until He graces us and tells us, you're my Ben, and then we'll drop the idea of Eved. Do we want to unburden ourselves from the yoke of Yor Shamayim? We always are going to yearn towards Hashem. He says, the pasuk implies, Kilu, our eyes are turned towards you until you finally show your grace to us, and our eyes are not turned towards you anymore. I understand, yeah, that I have to serve my master. But what I want from Hashem is not that I should stop yearning towards Him. I want Him to give me the gift of being a Ben. being the gift of being a ben, being the gift of being a ben. So this is true, this idea of avdus, right? And that's the idea of eved maskil yimshol the ben mevish. In other words, you can't have, what does it mean? Eved maskil, the wise, understanding servant, has dominion over the ben mevish, over the son. Even the quality of the son is he embarrasses everybody else. He's on such a high level. Like we said, well, who's the ben mevish? Yitzchak is the ben mevish. He was willing to go up onto the Akedah. So all the nations of the world, they stand before Yitzchak in total shame. And yet the Eved, right, has dominion over him. What do you mean the Eved has dominion over him?
Right.
The Eved has dominion over him because it's not shaykh to become a ben unless you're an Eved first.
Well, Yitzhak passed me in Eved?
No, I'm saying that's in, he's a voter. In other words, the idea over here is we see that what he called, in other words, symbolically, Eliezer enabled Yitzhak to take the, to become the next of the what he called the Avos. He wasn't married, he brought him a wife, he enabled him to take over Avram's position. But it was only through Eliezer that took place. And it had to take place through Eliezer. Because even it's a symbol to our own avoda. You become a ben as a gift from Hashem. But you can be an eved on your own choice. When you're an eved of your own choice, then you become a ben as a gift from the Ribbono Shel Olam.
That's a little vague. Yitzhak took over only from Avraham for the sake of Eliezer.
Yitzhak, right, got married, became the next stage of the Avos, Avraham Yitzhak Yaakov.
Right.
Without getting married, that's it. It's not going any further.
Mm-hmm.
He was able to do that only because Avraham, mm-hmm. Eliezer, fulfilled the shlichus of Avraham and brought him back Rivka.
Mm-hmm.
So even though Yitzhak is on this incredible pinnacle, where the whole world stands in shame before him, but Lemaisa, who was Moshe on Yitzchak? Who enabled Yitzchak? Who empowered Yitzchak to be able to take that step? Eliezer. Because Eliezer is the concept of Avdus. And Avdus is the necessary prerequisite before being a ben. Further. The last Fasemis. The Medrash, Evan Maskil Yimshol, Ulechazik Yadenu Bagolus. So in other words, right? Ulechazik Yadenu Bagolus, this is to strengthen our hand during the period of the Golus. Shekemat Nister Mitanu Derech HaBanim. We don't feel like Banim, right? A Ben feels close to his father, right? During the Golus, we don't feel so close, right? Too much torment, too much torture, too much poverty, too much death, too much suffering, too much zilzul, right? The shame and scorn that's heaped upon us. The goal is to come out and start me tano derech habanim. Mikomakom, im navod oso yizbarach be'emes begolus be'emuna, if we serve Hashem, even when it's not clear our being a ben,
mm-hmm.
If we serve Hashem be'emuna, Nizkel atzeis mi'or leboruch. We will merit leaving the world of Orr and enter the world of Boruch. Kiri'is be'ever Avram, just like Eliezer. Eliezer, through being Oved as a true Eved, left the world of being cursed and entered the world of being blessed. So to the Jewish people, during the time period of the Golus, when they feel like Avadim, if they are faithful to that task, then they will exit the world of the Golus and that sense of only being a servant, and entered the world of being a ben. V'odim shol b'ben, k'siv, ki atzer gul lios aidei doros hashvalim v'bechinas eved. The gul will come through those doros, through those generations who are being tormented, right, and being treated in a way that they don't feel like a ben at all, only feel like it's like an eved. Dafka hu aidei emuna, and it's only through emuna. Emuna, in the midst of what he calls the darkness, where is my rights as a son, are not visible, right? We keep on plugging, just like an Eved knows he can't stop, but I don't feel it. It'll come. Keep plugging. Yisrael maminim b'nei maminim ki be'emes u'davar pela. It is an amazing thing. We keep on believing, right? In the midst of the darkness, we keep up our avdus. in the midst of the fact of our not having our being a ben visible to us. Ha'ischazkus emunas bnei Yisrael begolus v'hiim netios avoseinu koshakosu bnei maminim. And we got this from our forefathers, right? They implanted this inside of us. So b'kitzer, I think we have, right, perhaps a deeper understanding of what it means. Yafasi chason shall avde avos yosu mitoroson shall banim, because the entire framework upon which is built all the Torah that we learn, right, all the Torah, right? Torah, we say, is like we say in Shemoneh Esrei, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Torah Secha. Our relationship to Kodesh Baruch Hu in Torah is like a ben. Hashiveinu Avinu L'Torah Secha. The Torah is given to us like a gift from the Father of our Father, who is the King with our Father to us. But the necessary prerequisite to having that relationship of the Av, to his Son, is there has to be that prelude of what? Of being the Eved. So therefore, Yofasi Chosan Shal Avdei Avos, we see the Tahlich, we see the process, we see the efforts, the struggle, and the ultimately the crowning success of Eliezer, right? And that is the way we have to be over Hashem as well. So that becomes the framework of building the Torah upon Hashem.